It's muffed. New blood is in the building. Let's see what they did with the picks. This is the Bengals 2026 draft recap. Muffed. Well, welcome back to Muffed. 7 picks, no first rounder. That capital got spent earlier rebuilding the defensive line. In a board-driven 2026 class that Zach Taylor said the word upside 4 times unprompted to describe. The headliner, Cassius Howell at pick 41, a Texas A&M edge who fell into Cincinnati's lap. The theme is athletic upside on defense, depth, and flexibility on offense, and a deliberate bet that best available beats reaching for fit. Start with the pick that defines the class. Howell posted 12.5 sacks and 15 tackles for loss, first in the SEC, third nationally, and pairs that production with a relative athletic score of 8.13. That's Kintley Platt's 0-10 grade benchmarking combine and pro day testing against every player at the position since 1987. So 8.13 lands him in the top 5th of edge defenders ever measured. The motivator is uncomfortable. Cincinnati's 2025 pass defense bled plus 94.04 expected points added through the air and surrendered 33 passing touchdowns, and even 35 sacks couldn't mask the need for another live body off the edge. Taylor called Howell falling to 41 a pleasant surprise. The secondary investment continued at pick 72 with Washington corner Takario Davis, an 8.76 relative athletic score and length Taylor called enormous, comparing his frame to DJ Turner and Dax Hill. The catch, 20 tackles, 0 interceptions, 4 pass breakups, and an injury short in 2025. This bet is on traits and tape, not the box score. He was injury bugged a little bit this year, Taylor said. He's a rare talent. Flip to offense, where Cincinnati's 2025 passing attack finished at minus 18, expected points added with 24 turnovers, and the day 3 response was cheap, athletic options for Joe Burrow. Georgia receiver Colby Young at pick 140 put up 26 catches for 358 yards in a touchdown, but the number that pops is plus 0.67 predicted points added per play, the college equivalent of NFL expected points added. Elite per touch production in a limited role backed by a 9.01 relative athletic score, top 10th of receivers ever tested. Then at pick 221, Texas tight end Jack Andrews, 33 catches, 346 yards, 3 touchdowns, an 8.84 relative athletic score, and a Taylor mandate to compete behind Eric All in all phases, special teams, run game, pass game. The offensive line, which absorbed 36 sacks and 100 quarterback hits in 2025, got 2 day 3 darts. Auburn center Connor Liu headlines at pick 128, a 21-year-old interior anchor. Then Duke's Brian Parker, the second at 189, who Taylor was openly excited about for one reason, positional flexibility. Parker carries a 9.21 relative athletic score at center, top 7% of interior linemen ever measured. And Taylor said on a 1-10 rareness scale, a credible 5 position lineman is closer to a 10. Developmental swing, real positional value baked in. Last off the board, Navy nose tackle Landon Robinson at 226, who Taylor called too good to pass up. Robinson, 64 tackles, 8 for loss and 6 sacks, ranked 4th in his conference, loud production for an interior defender at a service academy. His 9.45 relative athletic score puts him in the top 6% of defensive tackles ever tested. Taylor coached him at the East-West Shrine Bowl, brought him in for a top 30 visit, and said he checked every box. Cincinnati's 2025 run defense gave up 148 yards per game and 18 rushing touchdowns. Robinson's a depth bet with a real ceiling. Pick of the draft? You can argue Davis on length and traits, but the answer is Howell, and the reason is scarcity. Cincinnati spent the entire offseason rebuilding the defensive front through trades and free agency and landing an SEC sack leader at 41, a guy their own mocks had going earlier. Is the value meets need intersection that turns a class into a multi-year payoff? Davis is the higher variance bet, injury history, empty interception column. Howell's floor is higher, his role is clearer, his tape doesn't require projection. Looking ahead to 2026, the defensive line is no longer the question. Taylor's front now runs 3 deep with veterans, second-year players, and rookies competing, and he said directly he's really excited about that room. Linebacker is the open question. Taylor admitted the board never gave them value there, so it's free agency or roll forward. The stress test, can Howell and Davis patch a pass defense that hemorrhage expected points while the offensive depth develops behind a Burrow group that has to stop turning it over 24 times a year? No first rounder, no quarterback drama, no contract noise, just 7 swings on athletes with real ceilings. Muffed! That's the Bengals 2026 draft class. 2 things before you go. 1, if you want a weekly recap for the Bengals when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Bengals feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.